All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, that's Shut Down, a band from Victoria, BC. From a four-song 7-inch they released on the Chikara record label. The tune you heard there was called Six Face Lie. Welcome to the show. The time is about 7 minutes past the hour 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Delighted to have you along with us here for week number 479 in the history of this program. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. Got a fantastic show for you tonight. As you may have heard, CITR is in the midst of our second annual funding drive. Trying to raise some money for new equipment, a new production studio, field equipment, that sort of thing. So if you'd like to pitch in and donate some cash, you're certainly more than welcome to do so. You can call 822-8648 or visit online at citr.ca/donate. Thank you very much. Like I said, we got a great show for you tonight. We're delighted to have you along with us. This first set, we got tunes from the likes of Bad Religion, Avail, The Mr. T Experience, The Brat Attack, Youth Brigade, and The Hanson Brothers. First of all, we'll start things off with the second best band ever to come out of Calgary, Alberta, The Cult of Forbidden Dimension, played here not too long ago. Unfortunately, the same night as The Subhuman, so not too many people caught the show. But we're going to play a great tune for them now called Annabelle. This is Forbidden Dimension, 101.9 FM, CITR.
In eternal, loving memory of Annabelle. The soil where she lay, born in moonlight, back in 1857, when some jerk had to walk across her grave. When twilight fell in a dimmer place, she took her part. She played it well until I stained my love in her heart. Upon your sheets in the moonlight, the general.
On the corner, you look so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
You read me my rights, and then you said, let's go and nothing more. I thought on my nights and how they were filled with. I know you would not go, you'd watch my heart burst and you'd step in. I had to know, so I asked, you just had to laugh.
We'll be right back.
All right, friend. Their second full-length release, Sudden Death. That's the Hanson Brothers out of Victoria, B.C. Tune here. There's called Danielle, She Don't Care About Hockey. Ever more relevant. Friend of that, Youth Brigade, Canadians by way of Los Angeles. From the Happy Hour LP, the tune you heard there was called It's Not Enough. Brat Attack before that from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The tune was called One Solution, taken from their second full-length release, From This Beauty Comes Chaos and Mayhem. Part of that, The Mr. T Experience. The song was Blondie's Sex Offender, or Ex-Offender, as I guess some call it. Not sure what it was off originally, a 7-inch, I think. I think it was a 7-inch of its own, as a matter of fact. We took it off the CD version of Big Black Bugs Bleed Blue Blood. Part of that was Avail with their version of Motorhead's Iron Fist. It was taken from one of those Punk Goes Metal compilations called I Heart Metal. Bad Religion before that from their first major label release, Stranger Than Fiction. Tune here there was called Hooray For Me. And starting off the set were Forbidden Dimension from Somebody Down There Likes Me. Tune here there was called Annabelle. I joked earlier that Forbidden Dimension were the second best band out of Calgary, Alberta. My favorite band to ever come out of the town of Calgary is Ninth Configuration. Very, very fine band, some of whose members went on to be in Field Day, which were not as good. Anywho, the time is about 12:30 a.m. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. As always, you broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up in about a half hour or so, we will have our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass, so do stay tuned for that. This week on a punk rock band from the Bay Area of San Francisco called Thought Riot. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes or so. In the meantime, as mentioned previously, we are in the midst of our second annual funding drive. So if you'd like to contribute to CITR's well-being, please do. We've got a whole list of stuff here, what you can get for donation amounts. All kinds of prizes and stuff, including new CDs, friends, cards, t-shirts, bags, that kind of thing. $25 gets you a friends card, which gets you discounts at various stores around town. I don't think I have a list of them here, but it's places like Zulu and, you know, cool businesses along those lines. $45, you get two friends cards and one CD. We've got a whole stack of promo CDs up here at the station. It's the good stuff, so you can take your pick. $60, you get two friends cards, one CD, one CITR shirt. $101.9, that is to say $101.90, you get two friends cards, one CD, two shirts. $150 gets you two friends cards, two CDs, a shirt or bag, and a hoodie. And $250 plus gets you two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts and or bags, and a CITR hoodie. So it's well worth your while. And of course, CITR, a wonderful, wonderful thing to support. So if you'd like to support us, please do. You can call 822-8648 or 822-1242. Or you can donate online at http://CITR.ca/donate. There you go. So please do. In the meantime, we've got tunes in this next set from the likes of a couple of Calgary bands that start things off, Wagbeard and Huevos Rancheros. Plus we've got The Thumbs, Cringer, The Vandals, The Muscle Bitches, and Guns and Wankers. First off, we'll start things off with Wagbeard. The tune is called Hell of a Way to Die. This is 101.9 FM, CITR.
What a hell of a way to die. And when I wake up screaming about this real world, this real life. open the fucking door.
I opened up, but I don't believe you want me. You're looking for the devil for all life she is in. I don't mean to turn your fire to steam, but I need more bullets in a wake magazine. Just all calm down. Just all calm down. Watch the angels cry as the soul comes down. Can't kill the devil with a hollow point down.
Let's go!
101 Banana FM, CITR, British band there called Guns and Wankers, featuring some members of Snuff. That was taken from the only release they put out, a self-titled EP on the Fat label. Tune here there was called Razor Glass. Prior to that were the Muscle Bitches from right here in Vancouver, BC. And the album was called Hellephant, and the tune here there was called Hollow Point Round. The Vandals before that from Fear of a Punk Planet. Tune here there was called Hey Holmes. Prior to that were Cringer. The tune was called Russia, and was taken from an album called Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sarembo, Charibari Rukto, Charibari Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo. That's what that album's called. Cringer, fine band. Part of that were The Thumbs, a band from Washington, D.C. The album's called Last Match, and the song you heard there was called Oh No Politico. Huevos Rancheros before that from the Ensville LP. The tune here was called Gut Bomb, and Wagbeard started off that set from Calgary, Alberta. The tune was called Hell of a Way to Die, and was taken from a compilation of Calgary bands called Bloodbath at the Chinese Disco. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is 10 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. As mentioned earlier, we are in the midst of our funding drive, so if you'd like to support local radio and all that good stuff, new equipment and whatnot is needed by CITR. It's not the CITR is going off the air, but they do need money for, you know, what have you, equipment and that kind of thing. Server, all that good stuff. So please do call 822, what's the number here? 822-8648 or online at citr.ca/donate to support local campus community radio. Wonderful. This last week I've been watching a lot of that shitty Gene Simmons show, Gene Simmons Family Jewels. Have you seen that? Whew. He's got some well-adjusted kids, but man, it's a fucking train wreck. So we got a set of Kiss covers for you now. One of the most covered bands of all time is Kiss. The other one would probably be, I don't know, Motorhead or... jeez, I don't know. I guess the Ramones or Misfits or something. Anyways, plenty of Kiss covers in the punk oeuvre. So we're going to be playing a bunch of tunes from the likes of The Instigators, Coffin Break, Chemical People, Good Riddance, Mighty Mighty Boston's, The Melvins, and a bit of Death Angel. First, we're going to start things off with a Seattle, Washington band called Zeke. The tune, Shout It Out Loud. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
Yeah, that one. It's Gene Simmons. Vicky about Detroit Rock City so far. Another Mercury act. I think Kid Joe's got dibs on that. Originally it was Megadeth, but we didn't think they were right for the record. So I think Kid Joe took Detroit Rock City. My suggestion is any other song that you want to do is fine.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock and radio's the only light. fuck, I gotta rock. And there's a truck ahead, I'm staring at my eyes. Oh my God, no time to turn. Gotta laugh, cause I know that I'm gonna die.
is all I need.
So get me back on my feet again.
Point out of MCITR. That's our little spotlight of Kiss covers there, being as I've watched so much Gene Simmons this week. Death Angel there, band from San Francisco, California. Frolic Through the Park was the name of the album. That was their take on Cold Gin. The Melvins before that with God of Thunder, taken from a compilation called Hard to Believe, released on the CZ label in the early 1990s. Prior to that, Mighty Mighty Bosstones from the actually Kiss-sanctioned Kiss My Ass compilation. That was their version of Detroit Rock City. Good Riddance before that from Ballads from the Revolution. Two was called I Stole Your Love. Part of that were three songs from that Hard to Believe compilation. The Chemical People doing Rip It Out. Before that, Coffin Break doing Beth. And before that, The Instigators doing War Machine. And starting up the set were another band from the Pacific Northwest, Zeke, from their Kicked in the Teeth LP. The tune here there was called Shout It Out Loud. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 17 minutes past the hour of 1 a.m., a little late, but better late than never. Time now for a weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass, this week on a punk rock band from San Francisco, California, called Thought Riot. I have to say, I don't really know a whole lot about this band. They have two albums out on the Anti-Flag label, that is AF Records. They have a female guitar player, and they sound a little bit like old AFI, sort of AFI before they went all goth-like. So that's pretty much all I know about this band. So we're going to play a couple songs from each of the albums, and we do hope you enjoy it. It's only going to be about 20, 30 minutes or so, but sit back and relax. From the first album, as far as I'm aware, Shattered Mirror Syndrome, we're going to hear the lead-off track. It's called Breaking Old Tablets. This is Thought Riot, 101.9 FM, CITR. Oh. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Fuck!